Call us on 086-000-2032.
It's the people's mediated conversation, it says here. Your opportunity to talk. We're going to let you have the lines for the next half hour, 25 minutes or so. 24 minutes to nine, by the way, if you're watching the time. Let's start in Bloemfontein, one of our regulars. Bramoro, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sir John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Thank you. When was the first time that the FIFA trophy tour has been in Bloemfontein, Omanga?
Yeah. Very little gets to Bloemfontein, right?
It's very pathetic that we are being all the time we are being sidelined from the past activities of the country.
Well, you could argue Soweto and East Rand is nowhere near the whole country, so it should be more, but it's going around the world. So what are you going to do?
Okay, maybe SAFA could have done better by shifting it to Bloemfontein. We don't even have the audacity capacity to even host the national team, although we have the resources. John, is there any problem at the Ora Tambo? Is there any effect of the strike?
No. Rob Byrne was mentioning earlier that everything is as normal at Ora Tambo when it comes to flight.
Okay, people are spreading false information that the strike has been, they've shut down certain parts of the airport. Mm-hmm. Also, EFF, Malema will be using helicopter to arrest people who are not taking part in the strike.
Where are you seeing that information?
On social media, especially WhatsApp, in many groups that I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
We
will double check it. We will make sure. But Rob Byrne did earlier say that the airport's company reporting that everything is fine.
Okay. So now, I don't support the strike. But one thing that I've benefited from it and the country is, if Amnesty International or the world media is supposed to even grade crime level in South Africa today, I'm pretty sure South Africa would be number one safe country in the world. Let's check currently France. There's been a massive protest for the past 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. That makes it unsafe. So South Africa, the reason why I'm saying this is the deployment of the army and then the SAPS. Like yesterday, all the crime hotspot areas in Bloemfontein are being occupied by SAPS, both on motorbikes, both even on horses and the trucks, etc. So I ask myself, if Malema didn't come out with this shutdown, were we going to witness such massive deployment of the police? Wasn't South Africa going to be one of the peaceful countries in the world if the SAPS commissioner, together with the minister, were rampantly, frequently visiting all of the police stations across the country instead of allowing the EFF to give them this peace job? You understand? Mm-hmm. Like now, we are in stage one load shedding or stage zero load shedding. Many businesses have been collapsed, all because of the incompetence of the ANC. If the EFF never came up with this shutdown, were we going to witness stage zero load shedding? When was the first time we had stage zero of load shedding?
We will never know. We don't know if the two are related, but I hear your plight. Bramoro, we have to move on. Thank you very much for your call. A couple of issues in Bloemfontein, but also the police are out in force because of the protest, and load shedding is small. What's it down to? One at the moment. I think we had nothing yesterday because of the protest. Thabo, you're also in Bloemfontein. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Lekker, go ahead.
Good, man. I want to talk about a few things here. I think I want to talk about the right to protest and as enshrined in the Constitution, and also the deployment of the military inside the country. Look, I think we find ourselves in a very, very unfortunate situation. You have people who have the right to protest as enshrined in the Constitution, and you also have the nature of violent protest in South Africa that we have come to experience over the years. I am wondering if we are not turning into a military country whereby the military will always be deployed into the country when they are supposed to be deployed outside. And in terms of the Constitution, the mandate of the military is very clear. And in terms of the Constitution, also the mandate of the South African police is very clear. So
it's an indictment on the police that we need to call the military in.
It is. Remember, the ratio is that one police is for 400 citizens. Yeah. So you can imagine one police having to guard 400 citizens. Yeah. It's insane, you know. So maybe we need to employ more police so that when there's a situation like this, we deploy more police. And I must say as well that I've seen the visibility of police. It has improved, but I don't think it's enough to can contain the citizens of South Africa, and we've seen that during the July unrest in KZN and in Joburg.
Yep.
So this is a very difficult situation to be in as a country.
All right, Thabo in Bloemfontein. It's the police. We need more police. Then you also switch on the news, or you read the newspapers, and you see about police criminals. So there are police members are being arrested for criminal activity. So that's arrest five police members. That's five less. So what is it? One in 400 that you just heard Thabo say. Suddenly there's five less policemen. So there's another 2,000 people that don't have a policeman to be able to look after them. Katu in Midrand. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead.
I think Julius Malema overestimated himself. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad what happened today, because traffic is flowing, the world is going on. Julius Malema is the type of person who will burn down the country and convince poor people that I'm doing it for you to be warm. So I'm glad people did not come out in their numbers and shut down the country. But it's just unfortunate that a lot of business had to close down today, losing a lot of money. The poorest of the poor who depend on a daily wage cannot go to work. So for me, really, I know we've got an energy crisis. We've got the Palapala issue. We've got a lot of issues. Even Julius Malema also has things to answer. But this was not the way to go. And I really, really hope that he has been exposed for the anarchist that he is. I've got nothing against him, but this was not the way to go. He's got the right to protest. No denying that. But to make the threats that he did, that airports must shut down, we cannot guarantee your safety, it just was not right.
Credit where credit's due. He has raised issues, and the country has been talking about it for at least a week now.
Oh, definitely. We have. The electricity issue is huge, but there's a lot of other issues.
Right.
And he's got the power in Parliament as an opposition party to also engage this matter in ways that we cannot.
Well, you heard, just on that note, you heard the EFF earlier saying that they don't really have the power. There's only, 40 or something of them in Parliament. And the ANC just keep using the majority to protect presidents, to pass through legislation that doesn't make sense. And they don't have the power. And they feel the EFF was saying that this is where their power lies.
But this has achieved nothing. Because as we know, protests don't always solve the problem, but they bring attention to a problem.
Yes.
So they've got a lot of lawyers. They must go to court. They must do everything in their power to fight this. But we are not moved, and you know what? Life will go on tomorrow on the 21st.
Yeah, it's a public holiday as well. Katu in Midrand, thank you very much. Let's go to Padayachi in Durban. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Kirika, and good morning to the nation.
Yes.
As a retired pensioner, I feel very disgruntled with myself that I couldn't support this protest.
Right.
And the reason I say this is that I'm an ardent ANC supporter. And I didn't think the day would arise when I would say congratulations to Malema to take the cudgels of the people of South Africa to go to the streets. Yes, I can understand because of his vibrant nature that many of us felt threatened around how and whether we could go on march with him. But I must say, there has to be somebody that needs to show the ruling party and my ruling party that the way it's conducting its affairs is absolutely dismal. It is so nice to have seen and to hear in the news that there's a police force and we are safe. Why only for today when Julius comes out on March? We need the police force to secure us. But the police force uses us community members, the CPF, to support them. And they're not visible. For me, this last past week that has gone by, we haven't heard in KZN of load shedding. What suddenly happened to load shedding? Did we get afraid because Julius came out again? As an ANC member, I want to say congratulations to Malema, and I hope our leadership takes heed of this and brings the book to order. Thank you very much.
All right, Padayachi, why do you remain an ANC member if you're so disgruntled? Why don't you're allowed to change political affiliation?
Sorry?
You're allowed to change political affiliation. Why do you remain an ANC's ardent supporter?
You see, I remain an ANC member because I am a very staunch
member in terms of liberation.
Right. There are other liberation parties.
I feel that we've been derailed in terms of the leadership.
Right.
Right. We've been derailed. I don't totally agree with the other political parties in terms of what they are doing. I still believe that if we can get back on the bandwagon in terms of our original manifesto, and that was to ensure that the people of South Africa have a quality and good life. Now, the quality and good life that we promised way back in 1994 has never materialized.
Okay. You think that the ANC can make that happen at some point?
I'm saying yes. If we have the caliber of committed activists like we had in the earlier days, yes, we can do it. It's unfortunately that we've got tainted with corruption and that we've lost the senior generation of stalwarts that has brought us from the dark world into the light. But unfortunately, we've been taken over of a new generation that seems to be only one aspect of corruption and forgetting the broader masses of people that are struggling. I mean, to think about people that are still with good toilets and see that the quality of education has not improved, it's deteriorating.
All right, Paddy
Yachi. We've had to lower the standards in order to say that we are doing well. It really is atrocity.
Paddy Yachi in Durban with his views remains an adamant ANC supporter, but thanks Julius Malema for what he is doing today. Simuselo, you're out in Inyoka. Hi.
Hi, John. Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners. John, I just wanna talk to the protest. I think the right to protest is as indeed guaranteed in terms of our constitution. Mm-hmm. However, though, I think that has been lamented over and over and about that. However, though, threats to other people that do not want to form protest, I mean, that is working against the very constitution. And then also the other thing that I have noticed and that the EFF leadership keeps lamenting about is the issue of the provocateurs. I wonder if these provocateurs that are self-appointed by them or indeed they will be planted, because they seem to have conviction that there are provocateurs that will form part of their protest. But not unless there is information that they know that we do not know as people that are watching. But to me, it is rather suspect that they're so convinced that there will be provocateurs in their protest.
Well, look, there's always going to be... Hold on, before you carry on, remember your second point. I want to hear what it is. You must always remember that if there are a large group of people, there are always going to be people that take advantage of that. And it's not just an EFF protest. Any sort of protest, you see... And they might necessarily be part of the protest. There's just people that put on a T-shirt and go to look for trouble or go and loot and try and steal something. They don't necessarily have to represent the party. So understandably, the EFF is saying there might not be EFF supporters that are going to cause trouble.
Well, John, precisely. But for them to be convinced that either DA or the ANC will plant provocateurs, that seems to suggest that there is some information that they know that it's missing.
Okay. And your second point, quickly?
And then also, quickly. I think the other thing that I think everybody has been commenting about is the issue of police visibility. I think there is an increased level of lawlessness in our country because there's a sense of police visibility. But if police can be this visible as they are today, what is stopping them from doing that from everyday life of our lives, the South Africans? And just lastly, John, on this point, is this now the precedent that the government is setting that for them to be efficient, there needs to be such threats for them to be efficient? Because that is what it is saying to us. It simply says that for them to be efficient, there must be such threats. If they can deploy so many police, I'm in town now, but there's police literally in every street. Mm. So if that is the case, it means they have got resources and they can do it. But why are they not doing it?
Simuselo, good. No, we need to move on, Simuselo, unfortunately. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, a precedent has been set. We have the police. If there is a protest, will all of the police come out every single time? Stay close. Rob Byrne has the latest on what's happening on the roads. 7 minutes to nine. It's your opportunity to give us a call on just about any topic. 086-000-2032. Although I have a look on my right and I see that it's all about the shutdown. But you're welcome to phone about anything. 086-000-2032. We will take some voice notes as well. But first, let's go to Tao in Soweto. Hello, Tao. Tao, hello.
How are you doing?
Lekker, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it, quickly. We're running out of time.
Oh, okay, okay. My brother, 1994, came to me and said to me, who are you voting for?
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, hey, I don't know who, which party I'm going to vote for. He said to me, please, do me a favor. Never vote for a black man. I was so surprised and so confused.
Wait a minute. Nelson Mandela told you to not vote for a black man.
Yeah, he told me not to vote for a black man.
Okay.
Because he said to me, look what happened in Africa. So he said to me, please don't vote for a black man.
Yeah.
So I was so surprised and so I said, why? But why? I asked him. He said, a black man will make you suffer.
Nelson Mandela told you that?
Pardon?
All right. Tao, Tao, thank you very much. Tao, I doubt it, but Tao was there. Bongani in Mpumalanga, hi.
Good morning,
It's John. How's it? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, John. Yes.
It's okay. Eldrin does the afternoon show.
Yes. John, you know what? I'm so glad that most of the people in South Africa, they didn't hear the call of Julius Malema. The issues he raised, they are genuine. We understand yes. that we suffered from under it, you know. But the threat that is coming on that, you remember, if you follow the threat of the dictatorship, they start from this. Because what they do, usually, they trigger the most vulnerable people in the society. Then if we're going to allow that, then the next thing is going to be a call of the next election to be postponed or to be dragged this year. Because now he has the power on the country. Mm-hmm. Because the one man, if you can say the shutdown is going to be, you like it or not, because the message is there, is clear. It's like that. You like it or not, you have to join the strike because you're going to shut down. You can't threaten the business and whatever. I'm so glad the issues are changing, but what the dictatorship, when they follow the trend of it, they use those methods.
Mm.
And after that, if they gain the power, they will say, okay, I can do it. I can call the election to be earlier than next year, before next year.
Bongani, how do we go about, as South Africans, and I'm including me in this, in wanting electricity to be restored and to make sure that it's working? It's obviously not working in Parliament, although there is now a Minister of Electricity. But how do you and me make a difference? Surely our voices on the street is the difference.
Exactly. You know what? I'll go back and we'll see this because now I'm going to be like a reconstruction. Go back. Stephen.
John.
Sorry, John. Yes. I'm a citizen of South Africa. Mm. I don't pay for electricity.
Right.
But that electricity is used. How much does the municipality owe the Eskom?
Right. Okay.
That's the basics. We don't want to take responsibility as citizens of South Africa. We understand the poor or the poorest government is trying to only to feed them. But most, even the business people, South African business people, foreigners, business people that are doing business in South Africa, they don't pay for their services. You
all
understand?
Right. Yep. All right, Bongani, we need to move on. I think your point has been made. A couple of points been made there, Bongani. Thank you very much for calling. We've got to get through some calls before news at 9. Let's see if we can squeeze you in. Jacob in Witbank, hi.
Morning, John, and morning, KFA listeners. How we got here? Julius Malema, Jeli Zuma Vavi, they got Jacob Zuma to ascend to the helm. Running SA. Gupta's, they stole money. Power stations, they were not maintained. That's why we are here today. It can be blamed on Ramaphosa, but he has inherited a government that was already bankrupt, that already we had a problem with electricity. What I do not like about the shutdown is you don't instill fear in people and say, if you don't close your businesses, if you go to work, these are angry people. Whatever happens, we are not responsible. So we are instilling fear in business people so that they don't open their businesses, instilling fear in people so that they don't go to work, and then you come back and claim victory or claim success of the shutdown. If you're a political party, you're a good leader, you come up with diplomacy and you give South African facts and tell South African as to how do we solve the electricity problem, come up with those things, and then we will support you. And tomorrow, Ramaphosa will still be a president and will still have a load shedding. Good morning.
Jacob in Witbank. And I think JJ in Polokwane, you're probably our last caller. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. And I think I don't have even time. I wanted to speak about the electricity.
Quickly, you got 30 seconds. You can do it.
Yes, that's why I say I don't have enough time. But let me say one thing. There was a brilliant guy in South Africa who once lived here, and his name is Hendrik Verwoerd. Hendrik Verwoerd put the psychologists together, and he says, how do we deal with the black problem? And then they say, we need to introduce a Bantu education. And in that Bantu education, right inside parliament, Verwoerd says, the effects and the impact of Bantu education, the one who will deal with it, who can manage to undo that, will be a genius. So don't be surprised when everything that is happening within the black community is exactly that. And from the ANC point of view, we know how to deal with these things. And let me conclude by saying, we are on the right track as the ANC. Remember, there was an issue when we introduced the cell phone industry. There were big matches in KZN, and there was a big match in Gauteng, very big. But today, as we are seated here, you and I, we are talking on the cell phone. Each and every household in South Africa has got a cell phone.
Right.
But we were labeled neoliberalists.
All right, we need
all sorts of things.
We need to wrap it up. JJ and Polokwane, thank you very much for the call. That's it. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Filling in for Stephen again tomorrow. It's a public holiday tomorrow. Have yourself a safe day today. Be careful out there. News brought to you by OUTsurance. OUTsurance will go out of their way to try and save you money on your car insurance. If they can't, ask for 500 Rand. SMS out to 38462. Now, that's good news.